The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the live Sunday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the police. There's an article in the Washington Post, written by a former cop who's saying that he agrees that the police are racist and violent. Because he was a cop, and he experienced some of this. The story, again, in WashingtonPost.com. We're going to continue with that here in a moment. We'll also take your calls about what you would like to discuss tonight. We've got, I believe, Mac listening in Seattle via LRN.fm. Hello, Mac.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
Good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, despite the fact I don't have much of an accent, I'm from the South, and I'm from the Deep South, actually, and I just kind of wanted to throw this out there. It's sort of tangentially related to what you're talking about. I was kind of the opposite of Mark. I was sort of raised to be racist, you know. I raised believing not really necessarily that people of color, especially black people, should be hated, but that I always had this idea, you know, I was raised with this idea that I'm better than them, you know. Well, I joined the military, and a lot of people think that I'm bitter about my military service. I'm not, actually. In some ways, it was some of the best times of my life. But one of the good things that came out of the military was that, you know, when I got in, I was pretty racist, I guess, compared to how I am now. But, you know, after not too long, I found myself hanging out. I had a few what I call black friends, you know, my black friend Foster, my black friend Kevin. You know, my Mexican friend, Ari, was his name. and I was describing him. I said, yeah, me and my black friend Foster, we went blah, blah, blah. And this guy goes, well, why do you say he's your black friend? And I said, I don't know. He's my friend and he's black. What? And he goes, why don't you just say he's your friend? And I kind of thought about that. And, you know, fast forward a couple of years, and it was pretty much me and a couple of black guys and an Egyptian guy. We were kind of like the pals, you know. We'd work together, we'd hang out at night.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good thing that came out of my military service. However, there was, I don't want to say it's at the time, now I've been out for quite a long time, I don't want to say there was institutionalized racism in the military at that time, but certainly in the enlisted ranks, and even in the upper enlisted ranks, there was quite a lot of racism. I mean, rare was the day that I didn't hear a white person calling a black person the N-word, you know.
Like to their face?
Probably every day.
To their face?
No, not to their face. Not to their face usually, although there was one instance I recall, a black guy didn't report for duty, and his boss, who was also my boss, came down and started yelling, where's my N, you know, the N-word, where's my N? Like this. And the guy, he popped too. He jumped up and, you know, obediently went and did what he was supposed to do at that point. We also had a small Marine detachment of maybe two or three dozen guys, and only one of those Marines was black, and he was this guy named Bell, and he was real quiet, sort of introverted, and the Marine command within our unit, they discouraged fraternization between Marines and squids. I was in the Navy. So this poor guy, he didn't hang out with the white Marines, and he couldn't hang out with the Navy guys. So he was kind of all by himself and kind of alone. I felt kind of, you know, I felt really bad for the guy. So I don't know. I just kind of wanted to throw it out there. I don't know.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate you sharing.
Cops, but
thank you for sharing your experience, Mac. I think it's really educational, especially considering that you became unracist by the fact that you had interactions with blacks and Hispanics, and that helped you realize that, hey, these guys are just human beings like me, right?
Yeah, I think that's what does it.
Right. Well, and then also I'm a little bit sick tonight, so that's why I might sound like I'm a little bit weird or shaky or something like that, a little bit queasy for some reason, I guess. But anyway... The thing is that I guess what I wanted to say is that would have been the perfect environment for my racism to have been cultivated and sort of magnified, but sort of the opposite thing happened. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Now, thank you for sharing that story. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Interesting inside perspective. Reminded me a little bit of the movie American History X. You ever seen that one, Mark?
I haven't, no.
It's a good one, actually. It's about racism, and it has Edward Norton in it, and he is a kind of a neo-Nazi character and ends up going to prison. In one of the scenes, he is working in the prison laundry facility with a black guy. And, of course, you know, he's been around neo-Nazis his whole life, and he's got all these beliefs about black people, which are just washed away. I mean, just by the interaction and the friendship that develops between the two men, and it just kills the racism, which, you know, I thought was really powerful. And that's kind of what I heard in his story, that the exposure, you know, instead of just being raised by grandpappy or whatever to think bad things about people of other color, you actually get out and have experiences with them. And turns out they're humans, too. They've got feelings and families and wants and desires and needs just like everybody else.
Yep.
All right. So toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We have Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm, and that's what James in Arizona has done. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Whoa. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, interesting. You mentioned America History X. Speaking of racism, that movie left out the part of the supposed racist father's, the main character's grandpappy was murdered by a bunch of black guys. Interestingly enough, the screenwriter left that out.
Was that a book? Was it based on a book or something?
Oh, Jesus. Forget about it. But speaking of puppet masters, sadly, the one thing Franklin Delano Roosevelt left out, or did get historically wrong, excuse me, is that...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. You're a little shaky tonight, though. Some sort of bad microphone connection or something. Go ahead.
Yeah,
quickly.
You keep on still wondering if you can. I keep on wondering if you can hear me since you mentioned it. But sadly, this state shall not live in infamy in Liberdopia, for the New Hampshire had yet been unsettled by a bunch of preachers that lie like you, and that blame the McCullough memo rather than a bunch of cold-blooded murderers.
Oh, we're back to World War II now. Okay.
Yeah, it actually started today, you moron, pothead, dirtbag.
What the hell are you talking about?
Today is the day that shall live in infamy.
Oh, gotcha.
I know you smoked too much dope in high school, but at least I thought you would know what this date is.
Right, because I just always review history every single day when I wake up. I review what happened today.
And as though you stopped smoking dope in high school.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight. I can't stand it. Normally it's hard enough to listen to him, but with the bad connection, he's even more intolerable.
Needs a better microphone.
Yeah, something screwy there, James. You might want to check out your system. So, okay, so today's what, Pearl Harbor Day?
I don't know if it's called Pearl Harbor Day, but yeah, I guess.
Right? That's the day. You know, we did talk about recently how...
I've always heard it called the day that shall live in infamy.
Right. Okay, so I guess he was saying that blah, 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 it wasn't the McCullough memo conspiracy theory. The McCullough memo is what, Mark? What is that?
It's a memo sent out by an officer in the United States military named McCullough. And the suggestion is that there was sort of, how do we get into a war with Japan?
Mm-hmm. And there was what, 8 points?
There were several points. Yeah. I couldn't tell you how many there were. But the American people were not interested in a war, having fought in World War I, as most of the world was just not interested in another war. Germany being obviously an outlier in that.
You mean the American people weren't interested, but the U.S. government and its military, you know, cronies and the the corporations that create the equipment that goes to war, they wanted a war.
Well, the United States government was right. I mean, in wanting to go to war from their point of view. Look at the world after World War II, who was on top? Every other country was lying and smoking rubble, besides the Americas, and they put the United States on top as the new world superpower, essentially. Their plan worked, but it's difficult to know as far as the McCullough memo. It was definitely a memo about how do we get Japan into war. Beyond that, it's difficult to say anything else. I mean, did FDR see it? Yes, he saw it. That much is probably true.
Did the points appear to be implemented? Yeah, from what I saw when I read the memo.
Okay. There you go.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More coming up from the former cop. speaking out, saying that, yeah, cops, a lot of them, they're racist and violent. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Just make sure your microphone works right first. Call the little Skype test line. Make sure you sound good. It's Free Talk Live. More tomorrow.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-450-FREE. That is the number that allows you to bring up whatever is on your mind with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to contact us that way. Just send a contact request first. It will be approved.
If you believe in the ideas of liberty, like me, it can be hard to read stories or watch movies with your kids. If they have, because they always have these collectivist, statist kind of underlying propaganda that's involved in them. Well, I listened to one of the best pieces of audio theater that I've ever heard recently, and it's so good I'd call it, in fact, an audio movie. It has big-name actors like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, James Cosmo from Braveheart. It's called In Freedom's Cause, and it's one of the greatest stories ever in the struggle for freedom, the story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce. It's like Braveheart, only this time historically accurate. History's been gutted and sanitized, and Freedom's Cause brings history alive for kids and adults in a wholesome way. You can give the gift of freedom to your loved ones this year in freedomscause.com. And we have a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners for In Freedom's Cause. It is a 50% off. You use coupon code FTL, and you can get the family four-pack. That's four gifts for four people in your lives, or you can keep one, so three for people in your lives and one for you. And you can get it at half price. Coupon code FTL in freedomscause.com. It's great. You're going to love it. I loved it. Ian, you loved it?
It was very good. I enjoyed it.
Infreedomscause.com. Coupon code FTL, I should say.
So you dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. We were talking about or reading to you a piece written by a former cop. It's relatively short. We're more than halfway through. Reddit Hudson is his name. He used to work in St. Louis, so the St. Louis area was hired by the St. Louis Police Department back in 1994 and quickly realized how naive he had been about being able to get into the system and change it from the inside. He knew that the police were really hard to deal with when he was growing up. He was routinely roughed up. He and his friends and family were harassed and roughed up by the police for no good reason, he says. And turns out that when he joined the department, he learned that it was a very dysfunctional culture, and he said that many of his peers, he said, I won't say all, but many of my peers were deeply racist. And he gave a couple of examples of that racism. We'll now continue the story here. He says, I, too, have faced mortal danger. I have been shot at and attacked. But I know it's almost always possible to defuse a situation. Once, a sergeant and I got a call about someone wielding a weapon in an apartment. When we showed up, we found someone sitting on the bed with a very large butcher knife. Rather than storming him and screaming, put the knife down, like my colleagues would have done, because he had said earlier that even in nonviolent circumstances, many of his colleagues would use more violence than was necessary against people just because they were of a different color of skin. He says, we kept our distance, we talked to him, and tried to calm him down. It became clear to us he was dealing with mental illness, so eventually we convinced him to come to the hospital with us. I'm certain many other officers in the department would have escalated the situation fast. They would have screamed at him, gotten close to him, threatened him. And then any movement from him, even an effort to drop the knife, would have been treated as an excuse to shoot until their clips were empty. I liked my job, and I was good at it. But more and more, I felt like I couldn't do the work I'd set out to do. I was participating in a profoundly corrupt criminal justice system. I could not, in good conscience, participate in a system that was so intentionally unfair and racist. So after 5 years on the job, I quit. And I think it's important to remember, we're talking about over almost two decades ago at this point. 1994 was when he got hired. Stayed on for 5 years. So to anybody who thinks that it was better in the old days, well, you know, it's bad now, and it was bad back in the 90s, and it was bad before that.
Hard to believe 1994 is 20 years ago.
He says, since I left, I thought more about how to change the system. I've worked on police abuse, racial justice, and criminal justice reform at the Missouri ACLU and other organizations. Unfortunately, I don't think better training alone will reduce police brutality. My fellow officers and I took plenty of classes on racial sensitivity and on limiting the use of force. The problem is that cops aren't held accountable for their actions, and they know it. These officers...
How could they not know it?
Right. There's plenty of stories in the news about cops getting off on charges that should be murder in some cases, or arson. I mean, we've relayed many of these stories over the years on Free Talk Live, and almost to a T, they get off from being charged. He says these officers know it. They know there's a different criminal justice system for civilians and a different, you know, one that's a different one for police. Even when the officers get caught, they know they'll be investigated by their friends and put on paid leave. My colleagues would laughingly refer to this as a free vacation.
I'm sure they would.
That's what we joke about. That's what we say on the air about these paid leaves when cops get accused of stuff.
What else would you call it?
And apparently the cops are well aware of the bennies. He says it isn't a punishment, and excessive force is almost always deemed acceptable in our courts and among our grand juries. Prosecutors are tight with law enforcement and share the same values and ideas. We could start...
Many times they are former law enforcement.
That's true. We could start to change that by mandating that a special prosecutor be appointed to try excessive force cases, and we need more independent oversight with teeth. I have little confidence in internal investigations. The number of people in uniform who will knowingly and maliciously violate your human rights is huge. Remember, this is a former cop saying this. At the Ferguson protests, people are chanting, quote, the whole damn system is guilty as hell, unquote. I agree, and we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I think I do, too. I'm not saying that this is easy. I would say competition is the best way to breed better police forces.
To bring accountability.
Yeah, but I don't think we're anywhere near that, really. You know, I think that's the difficulty is that police forces, by their nature, are monopolies. And they do an unpopular thing, and that's going to be a difficult situation, too. It's tough. I think that the best thing probably states should take on the role of doing the prosecution, so this statewide rather than individual departments investigating themselves. There should be a separate department. It's probably
well,
the best thing they can do.
Proposing here is a special prosecutor appointed for.
But I don't expect miracles from that either.
No, I don't either. And you know, my initial concern would be that look. This guy's saying that this corruption is rampant. He's saying that racism is rampant in police departments, that violence, you know, escalating violence unnecessarily is common among police. I would think that it'd be a pretty scary job to be that special prosecutor. It's your job to go after the corrupt cops. I mean, they might come after you. They might come after your family. That would be a pretty tough job to be taking the reins of.
I don't think it would be that bad. If you were to create your own department, then you have that validity if that's what you're supposed to do. And
well, remember, Mark, in Florida, when a
but they better get quotas.
Remember, in Florida, there was that story about the she was a state highway patrolman.
Yep.
And she busted a cop for doing 120 something miles an hour regularly.
Yep.
She finally, you know, popped him for it. And
she couldn't catch him before. She'd see this guy going in his patrol car.
Yeah.
You know, but when you're going 120 miles an hour, how are you going to catch that?
She did catch him, ultimately, eventually. And then after that, the police started creeping out her house. They would drive by real slow, sit out front. They were running checks on her, you know, illegal checks using their, you know, lookups system that they have to... And you could see that the file had been accessed like 200 times, and they did other things to harass her and her family. And that was just over a speeding ticket, Mark. What do you think that special prosecutor's going to face? There's more coming up.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes find breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's a live Sunday edition of the program. Dial in toll-free to bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username, it's lrn.fm. Your calls, more of them coming up.
Bitcoin is still on the rise, and to prove it to you, you can head to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. March the 28th and 29th of next year, we're going to be there, and it's going to be loaded with the best and brightest speakers in the Bitcoin sphere and the latest exhibitions regarding Bitcoin, as well as hosting, and this is the most exciting part to me, the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon.
Yeah.
Last year, they were really able to do some great work with getting four ideas up off the ground, and I think that this year will be even better now that people have heard more about it. So they've actually invited the entire Texas legislature to come down and find out about Bitcoin and to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations actually encourages innovation and job creation. So the Texas Bitcoin Conference is going to prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is the place to be. March the 28th and 29th. There's a kickoff event on the 27th. But right now they're even doing a white paper call. So if you've got an idea that might make this community grow, get a hold of them. Free Talk Live was there last year, and it was great. And they're going to be, we're going to be there this year. Excited to be part of it again. head on over to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets. Details about all the ways to be part of the second annual Bitcoin conference in Texas. You don't want to miss it. TexasBitcoinConference.com. If you use coupon code FREETALKLIVE, all one word, you'll get $25 off. And if that one doesn't work, try FTL. I know that we're supposed to have that. I think it's supposed to be implemented today. So there you go. It's TexasBitcoinConference.com, coupon code FREETALKLIVE, all one word, or FTL.
All right, we've got more news coming up here, an update on the Fort Lauderdale homeless feeding ban story. It actually came out a few days ago. I noticed it last night, so we'll give you the latest on that. As you know, there's a 90-year-old gentleman who has been arrested and ticketed multiple times for feeding homeless people. We'll give you the latest on that story. You can also call in about anything you want. Laura is in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Laura.
Yes, hello. I remember a commercial y'all had a while back when I first started listening to you. It was something about like sarcasm, and it ended with line up kids and take your Ritalin.
Oh, yeah.
Who did that? So I can listen to it again.
Yeah, okay, so that was The Whitest Kids You Know.
It's a comedy bit.
They're like a comedy skit group, and many of their skits are available on YouTube. That was the Pledge of Allegiance skit. It's where the kids are like pledging allegiance to the corporations and the government, the military and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then, at the very end, they take Ritalin as part of their class, their day in class.
Okay,
pretty funny stuff.
Called The Whitest Kids You Know.
The Whitest Kids You Know, and the skit is The Pledge of Allegiance. Or if you search for that, it'll definitely come up. And actually, the one you've heard, if you've been listening, the only way you've heard that listening to Free Talk Live is by listening online to our live streams or to our to the LRN.FM stream or to the Free Talk Live
24/7
stream.
Yeah, that's the only way I listen to y'all is through my internet radio, either GCN or either when y'all had that reoccurring, podcast, whatever it is.
Yeah, so I just wanted to explain briefly for our other listeners who might be listening on the radio and are like, what is she talking about? I don't know what commercial that is. So, there's a bunch of those that we have that run on LRN.FM, and they're a lot of fun to listen to. It's always fun when those come up during a commercial break.
Well, I can't get LRN to come up on my lengthy radio. At least it used not to. It kept saying connection down.
What kind of radio do you have?
Internet radio. The type you hook to your DSL. I don't have to have a computer. Even though I do have a computer, I don't want to have the computer on.
So I'd recommend that you do. If you go to our website, freetalklive.com, or go to the forums there, go to bbs.freetalklive.com, or go to our Facebook page, post in one place or the other, or post in both, and you can maybe get some kind of technical assistance. Obviously, on the air is not the appropriate forum for that, but you might be able to get some help because LRN.FM should be available on internet radios, and I'm shocked.
It's on mine.
Yeah, it's on mine as well. I thank you for the call, Laura. Thanks for bringing that to the table tonight.
I got an Allura Tech and a Sea Crane, so...
And you've got LRN on both of those, right? So a lot of these internet radios, if you've never had one of these things, they're pretty neat. I have to say I got my gripes with them. For instance, the Allura Tech one that you're talking about, Mark, I generally think is a good radio.
I like that one.
I think the quality of it is good. But I have a problem with mine where if I don't use – or just like after some arbitrary time frame, it'll just not connect to anything. And I have to turn the unit off and turn it back on.
Hmm.
And then it sort of goes through this – whenever it turns on again, it reconnects to your internet connection or to your router. And I'm using it Wi-Fi, just to be clear. I've never tried it with if it was actually like hardwired to the internet, I would presume it wouldn't have that problem. But it's on Wi-Fi and it just just forgets the internet or something like that. And so the problem with that is that if I set, a nice thing about an internet radio is it's got an alarm clock feature. If I set the alarm to go on to an internet station and it disconnects itself from the internet, that alarm won't go off. And so I never use the thing for an alarm connecting to an internet radio station. So it's almost like pointless to have this thing as an internet radio unless I specifically go to it and set it to, actively listen to a station. So that was my problem with the Allura Tech. But otherwise,
I never used it for an alarm clock. I just turned it on and listen.
That's otherwise I like it. For that purpose, it works pretty well. But even there, I've got, here in the LRN.FM kitchen, we've got it constantly running. That way, if you're in the kitchen and your break's almost over, you can run in, put your food down, and get back to the studio. So it's important to have it running so you can monitor what's going on the air. And just sometimes it just disconnects. for no reason. It's not like it's a bad signal in there. It just disconnects, and then you got to reconnect it. It's annoying. Greg is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. But, you know.
First world problems.
Yeah, it's a new thing, and they'll get better over the different generations. And these Alluritechs are probably, what, 5 years old now? So they're a little on the old side. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I haven't called in a while. How are you?
Welcome, sir. We're doing well.
Actually, I called in at first wanting to talk about safety nets and, like, I guess, welfare. But with everything happening, you know, these days, Ferguson and the race issues, I just wanted to ask. I had a suggestion. I just wanted to know your opinion on something. There's, I think, one suggestion I had which could improve the situation 5 or 10 years from now. And that is, I think, in the black community, a lot of the problems, I think, stem from the fact that there's single parents. The father is not in the home and so forth. And that's for a variety of reasons. And so my suggestion was...
Welfare among them.
Yeah, could be. And I think welfare is certainly because the state acts like a surrogate parent in some cases.
Well, it actively discourages having a male in the house. You're going to get less of a check if you're in a committed relationship, those kind of things.
Right. So the incentives are not there. But since we have public schooling, and we've had that for a long time, so my suggestion is why not have the state, for example, New York State, give the same amount of public school money to each child? So in other words, right now, public, unfortunately, throughout most of the country, the public schools are funded by property tax. So if you live in a rich community, your public school gets a lot of money and resources. And, in fact, you also, you know, contribute to it. The parents contribute. But if you live in a poor neighborhood, then you don't. And so the result is often that worse education is correlated with having children at an earlier age. It perpetuates the problem. The next generation now grows up without a dad that has a good job and so forth. So I'm basically saying if you are going to have public schools, why not have equal opportunity, real equal opportunity? I'm saying this as a classical liberal. Why not just have every individual have access to the same amount of money? I think that would go a long way towards alleviating the problem.
How about choice as well? How about letting them choose which school?
Right, that's what he's suggesting. Yeah, I think that's right. That's what you're suggesting, right? Choice, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm in favor of vouchers as well. Yeah.
Yeah, so Milton Friedman basically proposed this same thing. I think that you're in good company on it. I think it's a preferable, it's a step forward, it's preferable, but, you know, the government dislikes giving up control, and you're going to go head-to-head with teachers' unions, and they don't want that.
Greg, thanks for the call tonight, man. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain, but enough time for you with your call and thoughts. If you make it right now, also you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We're coming up, including a Socialist Party minimum wage push. Come on.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true. Trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here in the remaining moments of this live Sunday edition of the program. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a documentary film that was released about a month ago and has racked up close to 20,000 views on YouTube thus far. Which,
how has Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree done?
Well, Derek J is doing, you know, has done well. Derek J's has been out for 2 years, so it's obviously not, it's not a fair comparison.
No, I was just wondering what, how many? The
over 160,000 views.
Okay, great.
Of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which was, Derek J's was the first feature-length documentary film to be released out of New Hampshire, produced by Free State Project participants. 101 Reasons film, not quite feature-length. It's an hour long. That's decent, though. It's a decent length for a documentary. And it was also produced by Free State Project participants. Mark, what is the Free State Project?
Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to New Hampshire. The reason is New Hampshire is the freest state in the Union, as rated by the Mercatus Center. Three out of the five times they've rated this and this sort of thing. And We're having a huge effect. So I'm excited. I think it's a success already, but we'd love to have more people come and do whatever they're going to do to make this a freer place.
We want to have 20,000 liberty-oriented people come here to New Hampshire. Over 1,600 are here now, and over 16,000 have pledged to make that move. So we're barely scratching the surface on what's possible, but already, as you said, Mark, progress is being made. Liberty-minded people are being elected here in New Hampshire. We've got amazing civil disobedience that has happened, so much great outreach that's been going on, media being produced here. And the 101 Reasons film touches on a number of these subjects, and it does a great job of really, I think, pitching and selling the idea of New Hampshire and why it's so great. It's like, you know, sort sort of this gem that people don't really even know about. Nobody pays attention to New Hampshire except, you know, once every 4 years during a presidential primary. Then New Hampshire's in the headlines, but besides then, that's, you know, that's about it.
I can't tell you how many of my friends are like, how are things in Vermont?
Vermont, yeah.
Right? Things in Vermont are fine.
So the Free State Project is an amazing thing, and 101 Reasons, the new documentary is great. You can watch it for free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101reasonsfilm.com. It's available on YouTube. You can easily share it, and please do. The producers of the movie, I'm one of the co-producers. We want people to see this. Copy it. Grab the, download it for DVD. There's actually a DVD image that has both that and Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on it, so you can just burn that sucker to a disc and share that thing around. And, man,
awesome.
Please let people see this movie because, well, if they love freedom. If they hate freedom, then
let them see it anyway.
Yeah, well, maybe if they see it anyway, they'll never come to New Hampshire. Because there are more freedom-loving people here in one place than anywhere else in the world already. And the official move for the Free State Project has yet to even begin. So go check it out. 101reasonsfilm.com. Update on the Fort Lauderdale story from the AP. It's just a quickie. As you may recall, over the last few weeks, there have been major headlines been made out of Fort Lauderdale where the city has some sort of ridiculous ban on feeding people in public parks, for instance. And there's
a 90-year-old guy got arrested for it.
A 90-year-old minister, Arnold Abbott, has been arrested multiple times. Now, the couple of times that happened most recently, they didn't arrest him in sort of the classic handcuff you way of an arrest. They arrested him by giving him a ticket. Now, I understand most people don't consider that to be an arrest, but it is legally. Legally, it's an arrest from my understanding of the system. You're still forced to go to court over that ticket. You're forced into the system. And
it's an arrest. I think that it's a little unfair to, use the terminology, but it's arrest.
So what has happened? Well, because he keeps coming out. I mean, he's been ticketed.
He
didn't
care about
times.
Your tickets.
He just keeps on coming.
He can wait out your tickets.
He just keeps on feeding people. And he's now, apparently, there's good news. A judge in this case, has suspended enforcement of Fort Lauderdale's ordinance, which restricts the public feeding of homeless people, for 30 days and has ordered mediation on the issue. The decision Tuesday by Broward Circuit Judge Thomas Lynch came in a challenge to the ordinance by 90-year-old homeless advocate Arnold Abbott, who's been arrested after defying it repeatedly. Lynch wants the dispute resolved through mediation or trial by the end of the year. The ordinance is aimed at keeping people from feeding the homeless in parks and other public places. It's generated nationwide controversy, including a successful effort Monday by hackers with the Anonymous group to shut down city internet sites temporarily. I hadn't heard about that.
No, I didn't know Anonymous was on the job.
Great. I'm glad to hear that Anonymous has stepped up in this case. City attorneys indicated...
I think those great guys are great. Hacktivists.
Yeah, a lot of the times they're great. Most of the time. The thing with Anonymous is you never know who you're dealing with, so, they're not all... not all of Anonymous is necessarily on board with all that Anonymous does, right?
That's true.
So city attorneys indicated they may appeal Judge Lynch's ruling. Additional lawsuits challenge the ordinance's constitutionality. So this thing is heavily under challenge, and I don't know what the latest is on the continuing arrest. It does sound as though that it has been suspended as far as it being enforced for the next 30 days. What will happen after that 30-day window of time is up remains to be seen. We'll let you know as we know more. You can share with us your thoughts on that or anything on your mind at 855-450-FREE. In other news, I know that, Mark, you had some sort of story about the guy founding his own country, or Rand Paul, or one or the other. I don't know what you wanted to bring to the table.
Yeah, I mean, the story about this guy founding his own country, it's not sort of, I don't know that it'll fit into the slot here.
Well, I've got something then. The Socialist Party pushing a $20 minimum wage is looking to hire at $13 an hour. According to the Huffington Post, Freedom Socialist Party has right-wing bloggers seeing red over a job listing that paid less than the group advocates for a minimum wage. Earlier this month, a nonprofit posted listings on Craigslist and Indeed to advertise an opening for a part-time web designer. They offered to pay $13 an hour or more, depending on the designer's experience. That's well below the $20 minimum wage that the party pushes for in their very own platform, and lower than the $15 wage that it helped pass this year in Seattle. right-leaning sites promptly seized on what they saw as hypocrisy. Now, you don't have to be a right-winger to see the hypocrisy in this particular thing.
Seems pretty obvious.
Doug Barnes, the party's national secretary, told the Huffington Post on Saturday that the group relies heavily on donations from low-wage workers and could not afford to pay much to an inexperienced designer.
There you go.
He said, quote, "We're practicing what we're preaching in terms of continuing to fight for the minimum wage, but we can't pay a lot more than $13. He said the party's revenues would increase if the minimum wage were raised to
$20. I wonder how little pizza places and that sort of thing feel like.
But those are businesses, Mark, and they're evil, and they need to be taxed with a minimum wage.
Right. That's I guess, what it comes down to. You know, I wish they'd just come out and do this minimum wage thing for the bigger companies, because that would just make a lot more sense from the standpoint of what it is that these people preach. If you really want to empower people, you need to let them have their own businesses. And then they can make, you know, good money. But when these big businesses are able to compete at minimum wage levels, if you raise the minimum wage for, say, Walmart's and Costco's not a good example because they already pay reasonably well, but the McDonald's and these sorts of things, and then that would, you know, the mom and pops could pay less. That would make more sense to me.
So then what defines a big company from a mom and pop company?
500 employees. How's that?
So
it's a random and arbitrary,
some arbitrary number.
That's all it's ever going to be, man. It's always arbitrary.
Well, I imagine that the socialists would not be happy with that because, you know, they still would like companies that have 50 employees to, you know, have to pay.
What about not-for-profits that have fewer than 50?
Good question. Look, I don't know whether the socialist group is a not-for-profit group, and I don't really care.
That's what they said in the article.
Oh, did it say that? Oh, you're right. Yeah, the nonprofit listings on Craigslist. Anyway, I don't really care what their profit status is. They should be leading the way. If what they want to see...
Oh, yeah, they're a bunch of hypocrites.
If what they want to see is $20 an hour minimum wage, show us how it's done. Step up and show the world that this is possible, that it's possible to run a business with a $20 minimum
wage. The claim that they're going to make is that, you know, when you're in a marketplace where everybody has to pay $20 as a minimum wage, then that changes changes things. And it does
change
things.
That is what they're saying, yeah.
It does change things to some extent. There's no doubt about it, but... What it means, to some extent, is that smaller organizations simply aren't going to be able to hire. Like, you don't get the web designer. Or you're going to have to do one of those things where you, go online and you get somebody from a foreign country to do the work for, like, $3 an hour. Yeah, you can do that.
I heard they're really good at that stuff, by the way. So, you're welcome to share your thoughts here, but you'll have to do it tomorrow night because we are out of time for now. He does, by the way, the guy who's at the Socialist Party says he believes that if low-wage workers were being paid more, they would be able to give more to his socialist organization, which,
of course,
you know, really just speaks to the fact that when you increase the minimum wage, the price of everything goes up. And so, yeah, maybe people would give more to you, but then you'd still have to pay, like, $7 for a hamburger that might have cost $3 or $4 before. We'll be back tomorrow night. Join you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.